So thank you for your hospitality. The situation now in Athens and in general in Greece is that with the Green Pass, some professions such as the people working for the you know, at hospitals, nurses, doctors, etc., is obligatory for them to have been vaccinated.
Ok, allora ci diceva che appunto ad Atene e in Grecia in generale c'è l'obbligo vaccinale per alcune professioni, tra cui quelle di medico e infermiere.
And they have imposed new meters about new laws and mini lockdowns. We will say lockdowns, but it's not actually a lockdown for those who are not vaccinated, such as not being able to enter closed spaces, such as the restaurants, the public services, etc.
Ok, quindi ci diceva che hanno fatto delle nuove misure in Grecia per cui hanno imposto delle specie di lockdown o mini lockdown soltanto per le persone che non sono vaccinate e che non possono avere l'accesso a posti pubblici come ristoranti, bar, eccetera. Diciamo è una cosa abbastanza analoga a quello che sta succedendo adesso in Germania e in Austria.
So the people are very divided about the vaccination topic. There is a lot of polarization in the society. A lot of people are very, very pro-vaccination and a lot of people are against vaccination.
Allora, quella dei vaccini è una questione molto polarizzante nella società, perché ci sono tantissime persone che ovviamente sono a favore, altre che sono contro.
And the people all in general are very, frustrated of all these, you know, not being able to be free to go wherever they want and stuff like that. If whether they are vaccinated or don't have the, you know, being vaccinated, all the people are very frustrated with the situation now.
Ok, quindi la frustrazione rispetto alla situazione attuale è altissima, le persone sono molto frustrate a prescindere che siano vaccinate o meno, quindi a prescindere che abbiano accesso o meno a determinati servizi. Can you explain something else about this frustration? Where does it come from?
Yes, because you know, here in Greece we are a very touristic country, so a lot of people are saying that there are lockdowns in you know, winter and all this stuff, but in the summertime, where the tourism has to come to Greece and you know, for the money and the businesses and all this stuff, we are so much open that the people are saying you cannot open us in the summer, and in the winter we are closed and we cannot do anything. And the government always say that this is the last month, this is the last month, and we don't see that. We see you know, the people that are dying being very, very you know, raising, such as the people who got sick, very, very you know, raising in this time.
Ok, allora ci diceva che gran parte di questa frustrazione deriva dal fatto che la Grecia è trattata come un polo turistico esclusivamente votata al commercio del turismo, e di conseguenza in estate sembra che non succeda niente, che si può tenere aperto e che le attività legate al turismo debbano proseguire a tutti i costi, mentre invece d'inverno si impongono alle persone che vivono lì tantissime limitazioni, procrastinando queste misure in maniera indefinita, senza mai dare delle risposte definitive, andando di mese in mese dicendo sarà solo un altro mese, sarà solo un altro mese, e invece questa cosa non finisce mai, e intanto i morti e e i contagi salgono a dismisura.
Also,
wait a moment. Listen, Tina. There is a question in studio.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello. So we would like to know if, because according to media, we have seen that also in Greece there is a huge or a big participation of far right people in the movement, and we would like to know. It's difficult for us to have good information from Greece, if this participation was real or it was just a story told by media, just like it happens here, in which they say in every newspaper, big newspapers, that our movement is participated a lot by far right people. I don't know if
the connection wasn't good, but I think I got the question. So here in Greece, in the summer, there were some calls for demonstration or gatherings in Syntagma Square. But all those things came up from social media, but behind those calls were mostly and mainly people from the far right, and people who are strong religions, Orthodox Christians. So the people who called all those gatherings were from far right and the church here in Greece. So it wasn't something that the media, you know, tried to cover up and say that they are far right, because they couldn't, you know, control it and answer to those people who gathered there. It was something that it was real and true that those people call all these gatherings.
Ok, allora ci diceva che effettivamente le chiamate alle piazze che ci sono state durante quest'estate in Piazza Sintagma erano chiamate prevalentemente da parte delle destre e di associazioni cattoliche, e questa, diciamo, è stata la parte che mediaticamente è stata più coperta. I didn't understand if right now it is changed.
So in the summer there were people from autonomic side that they wanted to participate on those gatherings, but they were very little people in the matter of quantity, not quality, and they were being attacked in these gatherings. Now, because the movement here in Greece, it's also very separated and very polarized about this topic. Now there are some people trying to, you know, speak about the Green Pass situation and set the topic in its true, basic, that is that we cannot be divided, and the state cannot divide the people in the matter of vaccinated or not vaccinated.
Ok, allora ci diceva che quest'estate, diciamo, c'erano gruppi di compagni che cercavano di partecipare a queste piazze, però erano molto poco numerosi e venivano spesso picchiati e attaccati. In questo momento ci parlava di una situazione in cui le mobilitazioni sono molto molto polarizzate, ci sono gruppi che cercano invece di trovare una sorta di non unità, però comunque diciamo di trovare un dialogo rispetto alla questione del no Green Pass, che secondo loro è un'istanza che non può essere divisiva.
So if I wanted to show you a big picture, there are three political statements right now in the movement in Greece. The first one is that it's your duty to do the vaccine as a people who are in solidarity with people, with other people of your class. And they are saying that if they don't, if you don't do the vaccine, so you are against your own class. The second topic is that you have, you should not do the vaccine, because if you do, you are with the government and you are not surely an anti-authoritarian people. And this, and now there are people who say that don't be polarized about the vaccine, pro or against it, and be against the obligatory vaccination, and let's all together fight the state and the you know and this whole state in a way of oppression and stuff like that.
Ok, allora ci diceva ci sono bene o male tre correnti all'interno delle mobilitazioni che si stanno susseguendo ora come ora in Grecia. La prima è quella che reclama il vaccino come un diritto universale e dice appunto se non fai il vaccino sei anche, vai anche contro la tua classe. La seconda invece vede il vaccino come un dispositivo autoritario di stampo governativo e quindi non, invita a non fare il vaccino perché questo significherebbe essere solidali e sottomessi al governo, mentre invece ci diceva adesso c'è questa terza corrente che cerca di insomma cerca un po' di mediare tra queste due parti, quindi cercando di rompere questa polarizzazione tra chi è assolutamente a favore e tra chi è assolutamente contrario ai vaccini, promulgando insomma la una contrarietà all'obbligo vaccinale e sotto la parola d'ordine del tutti insieme combattiamo contro lo Stato. E, listen, but it seems that so the mobilization are strongly on vaccine. But I want to ask you if there are also other other slogan or other problems that are in there. It means if there is something for against the crisis, if there is something that talks about the life of a Greek person right now, these kind of things.
Always there are struggles about all these things. The last month, two people were killed, one by the cops and the state oppression, and one by the time that he was working in his job at Costco, a very big company that now has the port down in Piraeus. And in the summer, there was a big law that the state was trying to enforce that we will no longer have the 8 hours of working, but this could go to 10 hours. And all these are making struggles about the people who are living. Also, a lot of people now with the vaccines and all this, you know, political dimension, they are losing their jobs, so a lot of struggles are now entering the public dialogue.
Ok, allora ci diceva che queste le lotte per queste istanze sono sono sempre state fatte in Grecia, continuano a susseguirsi, anche perché ci ricordava che ultimamente due persone sono state uccise in Grecia, una per una dalla repressione e un'altra che lavorava in una compagnia al porto del Pireo. In più quest'estate c'è stata una legge che permette, cioè toglie diciamo il tetto delle 8 ore di lavoro e permette che si abbiano delle giornate lavorative anche da 10 ore. In più un sacco di gente sta perdendo il lavoro, quindi diceva ovviamente tutto questo causa un malcontento sociale enorme e questo ha un suo portato anche rispetto alle mobilitazioni di piazza.
So from the last winter till now, there were a lot of struggles about the hunger strike of an imprisoner, Kufodinas, and a lot of struggles about, you know, the educational system that this government is trying to change in, you know, in a bigger state, you know, target. And I just mean that the state is a continuous thing. This government is just continuing in what the government before did. So all these struggles in happening in a very specific place that this government and the governments before are trying to make the demonstrations be very restricted and very limited. They are trying to make, they passed a law that if you have 500 persons and below, you cannot do a demonstration. If you have 500 persons until 1,000 or 2,000, I don't remember it correctly, you have to have one stripe of the road free for the cars to be able to, you know, be driven. And if you have 2,000 and more, you can squat all the road. So in the winter with the hunger strike, but until now, all these marches and all these struggles will have opposite the state and the troops of the government and the state, who hit the demonstrations very hardly with water cannons, with a lot of gas and beating and all this stuff.
Sì, allora ci diceva che le manifestazioni e le lotte in Grecia dall'ultimo anno a questa parte sono state costanti e molto, molto accese, perché ricordiamo che diciamo la Grecia era stata insommossa per l'arresto di Kufodinas, poi c'erano state diverse lotte relativamente alle riforme del sistema educativo, cosa che abbiamo sentito esserci anche in Marocco, e poi ci diceva che dall'ultimo inverno, insomma, il governo, perché poi si tratta sempre, come dire, di lotte e manifestazioni contro questo governo, sta cercando in tutti i modi di non far manifestare le persone. Quindi diceva, se ci sono 500 persone non puoi neanche partire in corteo, con 1000 persone riesci a bloccare soltanto un lato della strada, più di 2000 persone riesci a fare un corteo. Però in generale questi cortei sono la polizia tenta di reprimerli con una violenza incredibile, e insomma i soliti strumenti che sono gli idranti, i lacrimogeni, poi arresti di massa, insomma questo.
But we have to say also that in Kufodinas hunger strike, every time that we gathered, okay, the police hit us, there were very arrests of people, but we started with like 50 people, and at the end of the hunger strike, 7,000 people within a lockdown that existed then marched and set the goals very big of how the people can answer to the state of oppression and all their troops and the military upgrading.
Certo, allora ci ricordava che durante lo sciopero della fame di Cufodinas le persone in solidarietà a lui erano partite come 50 persone e poi in pieno lockdown invece hanno trovato la forza di scendere in strada in più di 7.000 persone dando così una risposta molto chiara al governo e alla repressione.
Also, a very big event was in Nea Smyrni because all the frustration of the people that we couldn't go out of our houses without texting and all these things that, you know, when the government wanted the money for the capital, we were open, but the next day we were again closed. In a square in Nea Smyrni, the police asked the people about their documents of, you know, why are you in the square and all this stuff. So they beated a person who were in the square. And after that, very huge demonstrations took place in Nea Smyrni with one of them be very, very big for the people who marched there. They attacked the police, and one of the police took a lot of beating. So after this demonstration, which were very huge, the state for a lot of people, for a lot of time, didn't have the police. So, you know, at the streets, checking people if they have their documents, etc.
When was it the Nea Smyrni happen?
This took place in the spring of March of 2021.
Ok, allora nel marzo del 2021 c'è stato questo episodio in Nuova Smirne i cui abitanti evidentemente si erano stufati del fatto di aprire e chiudere esclusivamente secondo i dettami del governo e quindi hanno fatto questo presidio in piazza molto molto partecipato. La polizia è andata lì, gli ha chiesto i documenti, insomma ha cercato di controllarli e loro gli hanno dato una risposta talmente forte in cui sono arrivati perfino a picchiarsi con la polizia, ma insomma con gli abitanti che riuscivano a picchiare i poliziotti, che da quel momento diciamo c'è stato uno stop da parte del governo rispetto all'ingerenza delle forze di polizia nei confronti dei manifestanti, quindi insomma le hanno smesso di andare lì e chiedere alle persone di identificarsi, quindi una risposta popolare molto forte. There is a question for you from the studio.
So we were wondering how the movement of vaccinated and non-vaccinated people against the Greek state is, which is the relationship between them and all these struggles that you are talking now. I mean, if the movement of vaccinated and non-vaccinated people is evolving towards something else, something other struggles not so specific as vaccination.
I'm sorry, but I cannot hear you clearly. Can somebody else repeat the question?
Yes, you hear me now?
You got interruptions all the time.
Okay, so I will try it. The question was which is the relationship between the movement of vaccinated and non-vaccinated people with all these struggles that you are talking to us now?
How can I say it? All these struggles that I described you earlier on were prior to the calls about not vaccination that took place from the summer till September. So I guess that a lot of people that are in between vaccination or not vaccination took place on these struggles, but they were prior, so I cannot totally give you the picture of what is common among these struggles.
Ok, allora ci diceva che dall'estate a settembre appunto c'è stata le mobilitazioni sono state molto incentrate sulla questione dei vaccini e quindi non saprebbe restituire bene un'immagine di altre istanze comuni all'interno di queste mobilitazioni. I think that also the question was if this struggle against vaccines can turn into something else with the time. If there are already some slogan or some instances, then can make us imagine that it will become something else.
I don't think that now you can foresee all these things to be turned into something else. Also, to be exactly specific, it's not actually a movement about not vaccination active now, right now in Greece. In summer, the alt-right, the far-right, and the people from the Orthodox Christians had some marches, had some gatherings, but now it's not something that is happening very often. So it seems that, and with the new meters that the government has, a lot of those people have been vaccinated and they have lost their numbers. I don't know if the days that are coming now, we will see them again in the streets and in the squares. In the anarchist movement where I participate, the dialogue is still very early about going out in the society and say that we don't have to be polarized, we have to be against the Green Pass, against the obligatory vaccination, we have to show our solidarity to all these people that are losing their jobs because they are not vaccinated, and we have to stop the state of oppression.
Ok, allora ci diceva che non si può tanto prevedere che cosa diventeranno le mobilitazioni di piazza. Sicuramente, diciamo, tutta quella parte dell'alt-right, fascisti, cattolici ortodossi che avevano indetto le manifestazioni quest'estate, diciamo quella parte lì ormai è andata scemando. Lei è una compagna anarchica, diceva che con i suoi compagni fin da subito si erano dati una linea tale per cui essere contro il Green Pass, contro le chiusure, di solidarietà trasversale, sempre opposizione al governo. So I pose you the last question about the composition of the square right now in Greece, who take part in this struggle, in this mobilization right now?
Well, right now there are some gatherings against vaccination in Thessaloniki, which are again, far right and Orthodox Christian people. Some people from the anarchist movement have some gatherings, have marches against the obligatory vaccination, but there are not many marches and stuff. So this is the situation now.
Ok, quindi ci diceva strascichi di questi movimenti contro i vaccini appunto delle destre dei cattolici ortodossi e gruppi di compagni anarchici che invece manifestano contro il Green Pass, contro l'obbligo vaccinale e insomma si Poi si vedrà. Tina, I think that thank you very much. I think that we can stop here. And see you. Not see you, but hear you the next days.
Okay, thank you very much for your hospitality again. I hope I gave you an idea of what is happening now in Greece.
Yeah, it's complicated, but something we can see something right now.
Yes, it's very complicated, the situation, and the people here are very confused about what is going on.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Ciao ciao.
Bye. Ciao ciao.